Let's begin by noting a couple of things that hopefully, if we put it together, we can understand a sugya in a certain sense in the world of machshava. But hopefully, more importantly, we'll be able to extract a variety of important ideas from different rishonim, achronim, that can very much inform, in a more practical way, elements of our avodas Hashem. The Chovas HaLevavos, so much as in a certain sense it's a sefer of Jewish philosophy, from his perspective, he gives it away in the titles we've noted a couple of times. It's really a halachic sefer, just a halachic sefer, not about classic mitzvos and the like, but rather it's a halachic sefer that is more focused on chovas halevavos, the obligations you have as part of, incumbent upon your heart. Chovas halevavos has one of the gates of his, is Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Shar Cheshbon HaMaisim. In Perek Aleph there, it's not on the sheet, I apologize, but he writes as follows, that Cheshbon HaNefesh, in order to engage in a degree of self-evaluation, a spiritual accounting, assessing the quality of your actions, contains that this is actually a chiyuv. There's an obligation every person has to wonder, to ponder, to assess, is what they're doing correct, is what they're doing incorrect, to engage in a spiritual accounting, an evaluation of where they are. He quotes the Pasuk and say, for Dvarim, Perek Dal, Pasuk Lamates, V'edata hayom v'ashivosa el avecha ki Hashem hu elokim, says the Chovas HaLevavos, that is the mucker, one of the makoros, he goes to additional ones, that a person has to engage in Cheshbon HaNefesh. Rav Kook explains in Musar Avicha, I'm sorry again, not on the sheet, Rav Kook made Musar Avicha, how is it the source for Cheshbon HaNefesh? Well, you should know, you should be aware, you should assess yourself, that because Baruch Hu is in charge, he's in control everywhere, those elements, those chiyuvim we have in terms of our seichel, that are more upper world ideas. He's in charge of this world also, the maisim that we do. We have an obligation, says Rabbeinu Bachkan, Chovas HaLevavos, to engage and to assess in how exactly we're doing. That becomes an obligation. He maintains that you have that in additional psukim, in Sefer Tehillim, in Divrei Hayamim, v'chulei, context in which you see that Zechor Yimos Olam, in parts of, we have obligations to make sure that we are assessing ourselves and evaluating ourselves. And undoubtedly, that's something which many of us in life are going to be aware of. It's true in the religious and spiritual realm. Obviously, it's true in other areas also, that whatever you're doing, you want to stop, take stock once in a while and see how are things really going. That's true for a couple that's married, to take stock a little bit sometimes and engage in a certain kind of cheshbon hanefesh. It's true, obviously, most powerfully, religiously, when it comes to individuals. Where are you at and how exactly are you doing? One of the things which is most intriguing, is trying to figure out a little bit. So what questions am I asking? If Cheshbon HaNefesh is about a form of spiritual accountability, of evaluating ourselves, so the first question would be, like, what's on that test? Like, what am I asking myself? So many of us would intuit a variety of answers, like, am I doing mitzvos? Would seem to be a fairly good answer. If I'm doing mitzvos, that's good. If I'm not doing mitzvos, that's bad. We spoke about in Elul's Manu Chaim Shmulevitz about Nachla Darchenu V'nach Korah, assessing not only our individual actions, but the general pathway that we're on. Like, what's that really, what's that like? Or am I happy, not just with, like, did I daven this morning? I'm happy in a more, I want to figure out, like, am I happy with the general direction that my life is going in? But it's pretty clear that if you look at different Rishonim, look at different Bali Machshava, you will find that from their perspective, the question you're supposed to ask there are different questions. The question the Rambam thinks you should ask as part of your Cheshbon HaNefesh is different than the question, as we will see this morning, that Rabbi Nebachya maintains you should be asking in Chovas HaLevavos. They're different questions. And depending on what question you ask, so just like we know on a test, you can know the material, but depending on the questions that get asked, well, that really impacts how you're doing. If the questions are easier questions or questions that play to your strength, so guess what? I'm doing wonderfully. This is a good test. I feel good about myself. If the question that you walk into is, oh my gosh, I've been studying my whole life for this psychology test, and what, it's an organic chemistry test, so, you know, chiddush, you're going to do very, very badly. So part of it's figuring out what are the right questions that a person's supposed to be asking. That's one thing we're going to explore. A second thing that we're going to explore is what exactly is the role of Cheshbon HaNefesh? What exactly is the role of it? What does it mean to evaluate yourself? And why is it important to evaluate yourself? Why is it significant and why it's important? Those are the two questions that we are primarily going to be dealing with. What question should I be asking? And what does it mean, slash, how do I evaluate myself? What role does that actually play? We're going to speak first about Rambam. After Rambam, we'll speak a bit about Ramchal. And then we'll come back to Ibn Bachya and Chovos HaLevavos, and we're trying to build in a way which I think can be very, very meaningful. For the Rambam, you find something fascinating. Many of us know that the Rambam discusses Avodas Hashem, not just narrow halacha, important as it is, but broader ideas about Avodas Hashem in a variety of different contexts. He does as an example in Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Deos, Hilchos Yisod Torah. He elaborates on ideas that aren't just about how I put on tefillin, but about how I should live my life also in somewhat of a broader sense, what it means to have good midos, what it means to cultivate a certain attitude and a certain personality. But also, in Shmona Prakim, Hisakdamat Prikei Avos, in other contexts in Perushan Mishnah, the Rambam gives us tremendous insight in what the ideal life looks like. The Rambam is a believer. Many of us are, I'm sure, brought up on this. We're not going to get into the nuances of it, although Be'ez Hashem, one day we will. It's in Hilchos Deos in the first Perek, it's in Prakim and Perek Dalet. What the Rambam, you know, famously refers to as the Shvil HaZahav, the middle path, that is a certain balance that a person should have. The Rambam maintains that when it comes to your own character traits, we more or less, emphasis on more or less, there are potential exceptions as far as individual midos, there are potential exceptions in certain time periods, but the Rambam maintains that what a person is striving for is a degree of balance in their character traits. Not to be a person that goes to one extreme over the other, not to be a person that has behavior that vacillates in one direction at this time and another at a different time, but a certain kind of like equanimity, a certain capacity to behave in a way which is stable. You are who you are, you know what you're supposed to be, and you're not wavering one side or the other. Says the Rambam, there are situations where maybe in a short-term sense, a person struggles with X, and they need to, in a short term, go to a particular extreme. They need to be able to, before they can balance out sometimes, just like medicine sometimes, the Rambam describes, requires us to do things when you're sick that you wouldn't ordinarily do, and healthy people wouldn't ordinarily do, but you do it at certain time periods, because certain time periods demand certain actions. That's true. We have fast days. We're supposed to be more balanced. No one's standing telling you every day to go and fast, but we have fast days on the calendar. They serve a particular role. Not in terms of what you're supposed to do all the time, but sometimes they go one or the other. The Rambam also maintains, relevant to a couple of weeks ago, the Rambam also maintains when it comes to particular midos, there may be midos where a little bit of extremism isn't that bad at all. As an example, different indications of Lecha Mishnah and others, it could be that elements of gaiva, a person should go to a bit more of an extreme, cultivating a personality of shiftless, being a little bit more humble than somewhere in the middle. Okay, we spoke last week about balancing that out a little bit. That was that. This approach of Rambam of Shvil HaZahav is not an approach which all are really into. This middle-of-the-road approach, a very famous line of the Kutzker Rebbe, the middle of the road is a wonderful place for horses. It is not where people need to be. You know, it's something which is good, you know. You don't want to take your horse, like, on the side of the street. When you're walking, you're driving a car, you want to be in the middle of the road. Okay, that's nice. When you're living your life, so you have to go a bit extreme. Sometimes being a bit of an extremist isn't that bad. Interestingly enough, many of us, I think it's like a ha'ara that some sociologists or anthropologists make, that sometimes that which is more extreme, we often process as also being more religious. The more extreme it is, then you're like, whoa, that guy's really religious. Why? Because why else would he do it? Would he be doing that? It's not for the fact that it was like religious to do so. But the Rambam is sort of presenting a different model where sometimes the most religious and the most ideal is not the most extreme, but rather someone who knows how to function in different contexts, who knows not to go too much in this direction or too much in that direction, but knows how to live a particular path. The Rambam is not saying, just to point something out, the Rambam is not giving you a model for spiritual mediocrity. He's not telling you that every time you want to get up and learn, you're like, listen, balance life. Balanced life. So many hours a day of text? I can't imagine. It's not what he's doing. He's not telling you that like you should remove all ambition and like, by the way, in general, you should try to have an average life. That's not what he means. He doesn't mean that I could be a really good rabbi, but I think I'll just go for the middle approach, which is, you know, let me chart out all the rabbis in the world and I'll be in the middle. That seems like appropriate. I'm not going to strive for that. It's not what he means. It's striving for a certain kind of greatness. Avas Hashem and Talmud Torah, where it's very intense. The Rambam described in Chos Tshuva, the Avas Hashem, shoged batam, you're thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam all the time. It's a very intense life, but it's one that doesn't lead to like extremism. It doesn't lead to extremism in particular in regards to midos, cultivating certain character traits. It's that the way I interact with other people is much more balanced. The way I deal with my own, let's just go through certain examples, that when it comes to like, again, Haderech HaYishara, Hachoteas Perk Aleph, Halacha Dalid, Haderech HaYishara, the straight, just path, it's one which is a Midah Beinunis, it's somewhere which is there in the middle. It's knowing as an example how to use anger, when to develop certain traits and when not, when to have certain taivas and when to not, how to not be always manic or always depressive, not to be crazy, crazy happy, like that guy all the time, you know, like, whoa. Or really, really sad, like that guy all the time, whoever that happens to be. And obviously, no one here. And you're going for like a certain kind of like balance as far as your simcha, your passion, and things like that, to have a certain balance. But again, it's not nothing more, nothing less. It's not talking about being mediocre and saying, I don't want to push myself too much. No, it's about a certain balance. It's Shmona Praka and Perek Dalad, the Rambam understands that in many ways, this is at minimum one of the primary questions that you are supposed to ask yourself is, am I balanced? Midah Beinunis. Have I my midos gone too much to one extreme or too much in a different extreme? Look at the end of source number 2 that on the second column. Vashuva Kavanasi, Kikishiha Adam Shokel Pulosaf Tamid. That when a person is always evaluating themselves, engaging in Cheshbon HaNefesh, Umechuvon El Emsa Usam, and you're trying to guide yourself and lead yourself towards a certain kind of middle approach, Yiya Bimadrega El Yona Mimadregas Bnei Adam. That is the way that you will truly become great. If you have that balance of knowing when to, how to not, what's an example that we would give again? How to not be too happy or too sad, but how to have a certain balance, a certain middle that's going on there, and things like that. That's when you're able to be get to a certain madrega. That's what Chazal mean when they say Kol Hashem Orchos of Mashkiach Bahem. When a person pays attention to their ways and evaluates them, Zolcha V'roa B'Yisruas Shagash Baruch Hu. Then you're going to be in a good place. But what I have to do is figure out where am I as far as this? Am I evaluating? Am I sort of in the middle, or am I getting a little bit too extreme as far as some of my own midos? That's a very, very important question that a person is supposed to be asking. Am I getting angry? Am I not passionate enough? Taking that question. You know, am I an angry person? Too extreme. Am I so apathetic that I describe that I have no passion in my life at all? Also not good. I want to be passionate, but not angry. I want to at times obviously be happy, and at times know how to be sad when it's appropriate. But if I myself always just like smiling to an extreme, or I'm depressed to an extreme, we want to have a certain balance as far as our emotional state that can be very, very healthy. Simcha obviously is very important, but I want to have a certain balance as far as that. And that's true also with my relationship to the physical world in a certain sense. I don't want to be a Baal Taiva that's running around all day just like satiating myself like crazy, like crazy, like crazy. I also don't want the opposite either, which is a person that doesn't, again, it's part of this like passion idea, but it may not lead to this like very intense form of precious. We'll speak about that in a little bit. But the answers you're looking for the Rambam are going to be a little bit different for some than they'll be for some others. Comes along the Ramchal, and the Ramchal Masiel Shasharim, I turned this years ago, the Ramchal Masiel Shasharim speaks a little bit about, thank you, Masiel Shasharim on Fridays. The Ramchal Masiel Shasharim speaks about Zahiras, and the Ramchal here says a lot of Torah, which is very important, and he speaks about really being on top of yourself and your actions in a very, very intense way. For the Rambam, one of the points of emphasis is the broader question, which frames a lot of the specific ones, the broader question being, am I in the Midah HaBeinunis? Am I in that Shvil HaZahav or not? For Masiel Sharm, it's a little bit more intense, in a certain sense. And Ramchal writes as follows, in Inyan HaZahiras Hu, it's Perek Beis, beginning of the Sefer, Hu Shiyah Adam Nisar B'Maisav V'Inyanav, Kolomar, Mizbonim Mifakeach Al-Maisav V'Drachav, HaTovim HeMolo. It's very, very demanding. It's very demanding and very focused. Here it's not about general pathway enough. It's let's get really, really intense, looking at all of our actions and see where they are. Look at your good actions and ask, look at your actions and see, are they good? Are they good enough? Are they good enough? Once you have the intellectual capacity to do so, we're not animals, so we have the ability to figure out how we're doing. Says Ramchal, Mr. Sharpak Beis, to not engage Cheshbon HaNefesh is like a blind person walking asfas hanahar asher shakanaso vadei atzuma v'raso kruv meatzalaso. says the Ramchal in a very intense line, not evaluating yourself at all and just going through life without figuring out how you're doing is the equivalent of being a blind person walking at the edge of a dangerous river without having any help or figuring out, am I in a dangerous spot? It's a wildly crazy thing to do. And we want to make sure that we're assessing where we're doing so we can know, are we making good decisions? Are we going down bad pathways? And what are we really doing? Ramchal understands the first step, as far as the questions, first step is, this is in Perek Gimel, to figure out what is good. If I know what good is, so now I can compare the way I'm living my life to what good is. So what is good? For the Rambam, that refers to a certain kind of like a Shvil Hazav kind of a thing. But that's the one step. Then for the Ramchal, Masiyas Hasharim, we start getting into the real details of Maisim. Are they good or are they bad? I have to evaluate it at the time I'm doing Maisim. Have to evaluate it when I'm not doing Maisim. Have to evaluate my good Maisim, could they be better? Have to evaluate my bad Maisim, what's wrong with them? And for the Ramchal, it's a very, very, very intense form of Zahiras, which is going to carry a person, in a certain sense, through their lives and through the way that they live their lives. That's how you're going to do it. It has to be done often. It's a frequent activity. V'ineni ro'et sorech la'adam, she'medatek v'shokol drachav, davar yom biyomo, just like if people in business will constantly evaluate how they are doing. People want to know where are things really at. So too says the Ramchal. You know, if you are if you're a storekeeper, so you will often at the end of the day say, so how did today go? How did today go? Parentheses, I'm not sure it's actually as accurate nowadays as far as the way businesses run. I think a lot of them look at it at the end of the quarter. A lot of them will look at it, you know, in broader time periods. I'm not sure they're all looking at it as far as like, was Tuesday a good day? I think many businesses, especially many businesses that are not running on a day-to-day model are going to assess things a little bit differently, but that we'll save for another time. The Ramchal says, though, that when you run a business, let's say you're running a business, let's say you sell schnitzel in the dorms, as an example, or you somehow oversee a schnitzel empire in the dorms with minimal, just by your leadership and like understanding of how things work in a very powerful way, and Adarabba probably works really, really well that way, because, you know, knows what he's doing. So if you're overseeing things then, you're checking a little bit, like, what's going on? We sold that, didn't sell tonight. Constantly, you're going to be able to do it. Whereas for the Rambam, we were emphasizing one question, which is like, where's that, is there that balance, that midah benunis? For the Ramchal, you're focusing on something else. For the Ramchal, it's also about, you know, what's good and the like. For the Ramchal, it's a very intense, very constant focus. I'm not saying these are mutually exclusive approaches. But it's a very intense emphasis as far as like, how are you doing? And what are you doing? And could it be better? And is it problematic? And to do that frequently is something which is very, very important. Now, I imagine if we're just like inferring things a little bit, those of us that are like very in touch in terms of the world of mental health and the impact of certain questions. So obviously, if you're asking a Rambam question or asking a Ramchal question, the Ramchal doing it very, very frequently can do one of two things. Constantly asking how you're doing and how I could do better can do one of two things. It can, at times, propel you towards very intense growth. If I'm always asking how I'm doing, I'm always evaluating how I'm doing, so then I'm going to be in an amazing place. It also does come with a particular risk. If you're asking for the Ramchal every day, how am I doing? Was my good? How could it be better? What did I do that was bad? And how could I improve? So in a certain sense, you're asking certain questions. In a certain sense, the answer is always going to be, how was your day today? Not good enough. You know the question and you know the answer. You're just filling in some of the details. So at some point, that can contribute towards a certain kind of emotional challenge because we just don't like every day feeling at the end of the day, you know, how was your day today? Not good enough. How was your day today? Hopefully tomorrow will be better. And then if you go with that a little bit too much sometimes, that creates a challenge. The Rav Nachman, which represents very big, years ago, described sometimes like the melancholy, like the negativity or the sadness that comes from engaging too much in a certain kind of chashbon hanefesh. What the Ramchal, I believe, is saying is not to break yourself at all, but to understand, you know, directly the way you can go. And the way that I always like to frame it, you know, is there's a difference between saying, how was day today? Not good enough. And saying, you know, my day today had a whole lot of good and tomorrow could be even better. You know, how could my day be even better is a very different formulation as far as what you could do. Those are two approaches somewhat as far as background for us to appreciate a bit what Rabbi Nebachia does in Chovas HaLevavos. What does Rabbi Nebachia do in Chovas HaLevavos? So now we have our third Mahal. Rambam, am I somewhere in the middle? Ramchal, how are all of my actions really?
How are all of my actions? Could they be better? Could they be worse? Where are things really at? And a little bit more of concept. In Bachan Kovas Avavos, we're going to make a diuk.
I listened for the first time. Got back from a wedding 2 nights ago. You know, I was thinking about, should I prepare? Should I not prepare? Cheshbon HaNefesh or not? I'm not sure. Which led me to Google, which led me to different places. So Rav Shigar, a bunch of years ago, gave shiurim on Chovos HaLevavos. 13 minutes in. He had an amazing ha'ara that I think is really fascinating. It's ha'ara of placement and structure. We know in Rambam, we pay attention to where things are placed in Rambam. It happens to also be true in Musar Svarim. Mesilas Yesharim has a particular order. It's all predicated on the Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yahir. Zahiris Mevi Lidei. It's Mevi Lidei. Mevi Lidei. It's a ladder that you're building up on, and the order of things becomes really important. The order of things, it's not coincidental that the Ramchal doesn't begin Mesilas Yesharim speaking about Ruach HaKodesh. No. Ruach HaKodesh requires you to build to a point of Ruach HaKodesh. Zahiris for Ramchal is in the way beginning. Chetman Nefesh is in the way beginning of the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. If you look in source number 4, there's the Chiner, with Matul Zilber, in source number 4, describes it very beautifully in his Shiurim, Mesilas Yesharim, Hine Midas HaZehiras, Ki HaPrat HaRishon, L'chol HaNichnas L'Sharei HaAvodah HaRetzuya. For Ramchal, the first step you have to getting into Avodas Hashem is the ability to evaluate and assess your actions. If you're not able to say, how am I doing, so then you're not going to be able to really grow and build. You'll just be a function of doing what you're used to doing. You'll be a function, you'll be influenced by your surroundings, but you'll never be able to really make choices to build yourself in a more active way. It's the prerequisite for all avoda. It is a kli, it is a tool that a person uses in order to get to a certain point. That by Chetman Nefesh for Ramchal is in the way beginning. Points out Rav Shigar, we're going out of order in Chovos HaLevavos. We're not going in order. Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon HaMaisim, that is for Chovos HaLevavos towards the end of the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. Wonders Rav Shigar, why would that be? Isn't the Ramchal such a more logical place to put evaluating your actions? Put it in the way beginning. Put it in the beginning. That's a prerequisite for being able to do so. So we're going to speak about two chidush in Chovos HaLevavos, one based on placement, second based on what question you're asking. But the placement question says, Shigar, a very beautiful idea. There are two ways to look at Cheshbon HaNefesh. One of them is as a kli, as a vessel, as a hakdama to Avodas Hashem. You can't be a real Avodas Hashem without evaluating your actions. The second, he describes it as a tchunas HaNefesh. It's a personality trait. It's a very high madrega. It's a personality quality. Are you a person that is growth-oriented? Are you a person that evaluates yourself? It's not about the first question you ask. You are trying to build in Chovos HaLevavos to get to the point where you contemplate your actions. You're trying to grow and build to the point where you reach a madrega, where you are growth-oriented. A person who engages, Chetman Nefesh isn't about just the first step. It's all a level. It's a high level. You've built yourself. Part of Chovos HaLevavos is about getting you to the point where that's the kind of personality you have. So let's speak about it a little bit. I begin in Chovos HaLevavos, Shar HaYichud. I'm speaking about Emunah and Hashem. And after that, Shar Avodas Elokim, I understand what it means to be an Obed Hashem. And I'm going to speak about Shar Bitachon and relying on the Ribono Shel Olam. And I'm understanding, I'm cultivating a certain relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. And once I've gotten to that relationship, so now I'm at a point when I've gotten to there that I'm at a high enough madriga that now I'm the kind of person. Not that it's a tool. You are defined by your growth-oriented nature. You are defined by your willingness to evaluate how you're doing. It's the kind of person that you are. It means if you're going to praise someone, for the Ramchal, you wouldn't praise someone for Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's the most basic level. You would praise someone for reaching the madregas of Ruach Kodesh and Kedusha and Tara. For Bein Bachya, it's a worthy praise. It's a worthy praise. What kind of person is he? He's always evaluating his actions. He's gotten to the point where he lives his life with enough seriousness. He lives his life with enough ambition that he's evaluating his actions and trying to find out how he's doing. That's what he's trying to figure out. Where am I? Where am I? Where am I? Where am I at? Where, you know, what is it? The muscle I would give is you know, when it comes as an example to we'll take a meaningful relationship. We'll say a person is zochah to be married. A person is zochah to be married. So for the Ramchal, if you can't talk about and assess how the relationship is going, you'll never be able to really cultivate a meaningful relationship with someone else. If you can't have an open conversation assessing where things are at, you're not going to be able to ever enter in and build a certain kind of meaningful relationship. That's one thing. But for Rabbi Bachya, it's something else. Eino domet the husband, eino domet the husband, that is, in many ways, evaluating all the time, how could I be better? What would it mean to be better? What would it mean? If you were defining that guy, you wouldn't say, yeah, yeah, you want to praise him. You wouldn't praise someone for saying, in a relationship, he's willing to assess where the relationship is at. That's Ramchal's Chatur Nefesh. You wouldn't say the guy's really chashev. If he's going out with a girl for a while, he will talk with her about how the relationship is going. He will assess where it's at. That's a prerequisite. The prerequisite. For Bina Bachya, if you're praising a husband, you would say, you know what's amazing about the husband? He's always thinking about ways he could become even better. He's always thinking about ways that things could improve. That's a higher madrega. What question am I asking for Rabbeinu Bachya? So here I'm asking a very, very different question than I am for the Rambam, and honestly, a different question than I am for the Ramchal. For the Rambam, I'm focusing on, at least they're not all arguing each other, but at least they highlight different emphases. According to Rambam, am I in the middle path? According to Ramchal, what is objective good, and are all of my maisim, you know, living up to that? Am I being Mekayim, Mitzvot, can I do better, Averas or not? Rabbeinu Bachya is actually building on things we've seen already. For him, what is the basis of Avodas Hashem? What is the primary motivator for me to engage in Torah and mitzvot? That is Hakaras HaTov. That's what motivates me. God provides me with things. As a result of what I am provided with, I owe a debt of gratitude to Ribono Sha'olam. So we spoke about Ramital's critique of that. Really? You want to tell Holocaust survivors they should be worshiping Hashem out of this like unbelievable sense of gratitude to Ribono Sha'olam? Okay. But undoubtedly, at minimum, in part of our Avodas Hashem, and for many of us, we can experience this in much more powerful ways, to be able to identify things we have in this world, a life, health, a whole lot of things that hopefully we're zochah to have, talents, abilities, skill set, you know, a lot of things that we have, to identify those, and we feel a debt of gratitude to Ribono Sha'olam. Cheshbon HaNefesh for Rabbeinu Bachya is to ask yourself one question. That question is, have I repaid that debt of gratitude? Have I repaid that debt of gratitude yet? Do I still owe something to Ribono Sha'olam? The tricky thing when you ask this question is, we know the answer. The answer is, not yet. Not yet. You can't fully repay the debt of gratitude. Ribono Sha'olam has everything and we have nothing. And in a certain sense, you know, we can't give. We're not going to give Ribono Sha'olam. That's like, yeah, yeah, I got it. I think we're good. I earned a day off. I earned a day off. You know, like something like that. I was once speaking to someone years ago who joked about that. It's a very, very successful Rebbe who's a bit of a, he's a funny guy. And he has done enormous good for probably thousands of people. You know, so he was like joking along these lines. He's like, I sometimes wonder, like, have I repeated enough that I can get like a day off? It's like one day off from like all this stuff. Like, have I gotten like there, you know? The answer is no. You know, which he knew. The answer is no. But that's the question, have I repaid that debt of gratitude? Shigar points out something very, very interesting, which is the answers, though, to that question will impact slightly different forms of Avodas Hashem. Slightly different forms of Avodas Hashem. Let's go through all three of them. And again, they may all be true. They may all be true. But the question you ask, you're looking for different results. And just like if you study for a psychology test, and you take a psychology test, you may do better than that they show up in a test in English literature. You may just do better that way. You'll be more comfortable. It'll connect in a different way. That's undoubtedly true. Shigar points out, there are going to be different questions for Rabbeinu Bachya, and there will, for the Rambam, and the answers are going to be very, very different. As an example, take precious. Precious. Not involving yourself in this world, or separating yourself from others in a certain sense, and living a life that in a certain sense you could look at and say, that's a very, very intense life. He's removing himself from Olam Hazeh. He would never go to Sam's on a you know, even Bismarck, he would never go on a Thursday night, you know. Poppers, I would never want that. It like tastes too good. You know, there's like one kind of the kahuna, the pineapple on a burger, that sounds, I don't know, that sounds too good for me.
They grill it? Yeah. Okay, fine. Can I get it raw, please? Just to go. You know, like Priestess is a major debate. How much we are or aren't involved, what kind of interaction we have with other people. We're integrated with people, we're distant from people. There are different shilas as far as what comes up. Shugar points out that for Rambam, the answers you're looking for include a degree of balance. You're looking for midah beinonis, ambition, striving for success, but in your midos, avoiding certain extremes. For Rabbeinu Bachya, that's actually not so clear, that's so accurate. If part of the question is, have I repaid my debt of gratitude? And part of the answer is, no, you always need to do more. That's a very intense focus of Avodas Hashem, which may lead you more towards precious. It may lead you, the way we would say it, less in the middle of the road, but sometimes a bit on one of the edges. It may lead you there. It's intense, and it's a machayiv to repay debts of gratitude. And for Rabbeinu Bachya, part of it is really contemplating in light of what Rabbeinu Shalom gave me. And he gave me X, and he gave me Y, and he gave me Z. And motivate yourself. What are the things that you have in your life that are good? What are the things that you have in your life? Which is why, by the way, Derech Agav, there's an element of Rabbeinu Bachya that obviously has the capacity to lower a person. If I feel like I've never really repaid a debt, so you feel a little bit bad. You feel a little bit bad sometimes. For Rabbeinu Bachya, it won't necessarily break you at all for two reasons. Number one, because you are beginning that by evaluating what are the good things in your life. What are the good things in your life? So if, as an example, I have a good job, I started a very successful summer program, if that's what I've done. So when I have, you know, when I'm doing that, trying to, you know, engage the crowd a little bit. Friday, it's very hard. It's been a long week. So when you are, if you've done that, so then that becomes the source of a, you're introducing, even though I know the answer is going to be, I haven't done enough to repay your bonus, Olam, you're at least starting by saying, what is the good in my life? And if you can start asking yourself, as part of your Chepen HaNefesh, what is the good in my life? That's a very, very different form. It's a very different experience than if you're not asking that question. It means that the introduction, when you assess how you're doing, what good do I have in my experience, in my life? That's one. Number two, eino dome, if you can't pay back a debt, if you know it's a debt that you could pay back and you didn't pay back, so then you feel like you're a little bit of a jerk, you know? You're with a friend, he says, so can you pay back $20? And you're like, I don't know. I need to get, you know, X and Y right now for myself. Even though you should be paying him back, but you just decide to splurge on a luxury, you should be paying him back. So then you feel bad a little bit sometimes. I didn't pay him back. And you know what? I really could have. The nature of Avodas Hashem is, all the good you get, you'll never be able to pay him back. We don't feel bad that we can't fully pay back Ribono Shel Olam. It's not possible. So when the answer is, it's not good enough, well, guess what? It's never good enough, and you know that. And in a certain sense, there is something experientially that is somewhat reassuring in that moment. There's somewhat reassuring. It's not like, well, if only X, I'd be able to pay him back. If only Y, it would all... No. Even with X, even with Y, you're never doing it fully. And the more good you have in your life, the more of an obligation you have. But when you know you can't pay back fully, when you know you're not going to be able to go all the way, then guess what happens? It's fine. You can live life in a bit of a calmer. Okay. So I want to push myself to pay back the debt. I want to infuse it with the good things I have. I know I'm never going to be able to pull it up to pay it off fully, but my job is to do my best. I can't kill myself for not paying it off at all. And I can't be upset that my life has no good in it because Chesed Nefesh says that's not beginning with an evaluation of the good in your life is not a quality Chesed HaNefesh. Something is up a little bit. Let's just chazer what we spoke about, and then we'll end with one or two brief nekudas. Rabbeinu Bachya writes, Chofetz Chavav, that a person is obligated to engage in a form of Chesed HaNefesh. Rabbeinu Bachya writes in Mesillas Yesharim that not engaging at all and evaluating your actions in this world is like a blind person walking on the edge of a riverbank where, you know, Rachmana Litzan didn't get hurt any time. We want to evaluate and know where we're at to make sure that we're making good choices, make sure we're going to safe places and not, God forbid, to dangerous places. Chesed HaNefesh at times has a capacity to be something which can drain a person.
can be very draining if you feel like I'm just not where I want to really be. I'm just not where I really want to be. Especially if Chapan Nefesh is supposed to ask certain questions, but the answer is supposed to be no. The answer is supposed to be not good enough, so then obviously it can be a little bit draining. But the questions you ask are guiding questions for what Avodas Hashem is supposed to look like. They're guiding questions. We spoke about three approaches, three points of emphasis. Everyone may agree with each other in a certain sense, but these are different points of emphasis, not mutually exclusive. They're, number one, what questions am I asking? What questions am I asking? According to Rambam, am I in that midah habenis? Am I ambitious, trying to grow, trying to do great? But have I avoided certain extremes in terms of my midos? For Ramchal, what is good? And have I done good actions well enough? And can I fix my bad actions? And to constantly evaluate. Three, for Mimbachis, have I repaid what is the good in my life? And have I repaid that debt of gratitude? What are the answers to those questions? So for Rambam, depends. Are you in the middle or not in the middle? For Ramchal, there's always more you could do. And for those, there's always more that you could do. That's definitely part of it. What role does Chaper Nefesh play? For Ramchal, it's the beginning stage. It's the capacity to then be able to grow. It's a prerequisite for Avodas Hashem. For Bina Bachya, it's a higher level Madrega. You are defined by the fact that you're trying to grow. You are defined by the fact that you are not stagnant, that you are not a person that is just, it is where it is, it is how it is, I am where I'm at, and that's all that it is. That's not something which a person really needs to be able to. I want to just point out a couple of things, on the, maybe two or three points, on the Lemaisa Cheshbon HaNefesh. There are different schools of thought, if you look in writings of Bali Musar and others, as to how frequently a person engages in Cheshbon HaNefesh, in terms of what it exactly should look like. You know, obviously, in different scenes, different ways. And some of Bali Musar are very into, at times, a Cheshbon HaNefesh which exists internally, it's you, but also being part of a chabura, being part of a vad, in which people are able to exchange ideas and speak about how they're doing, and engage in a certain sense in more of a group act of cheshbon hanefesh. Cheshbon hanefesh can exist on multiple levels. What I would just say is the following. We definitely want to be people who are always defined by the fact that we are growth-oriented. We want to be defined by, and we want the skill of being able to evaluate our actions. How frequently and how that should look, and what questions exactly you should be asking. So there's a range of approaches out there, different kinds of questions. You may find at certain stages in life, certain questions resonate with you and get you going, and at certain stages in life, other questions resonate with you. You may find at certain stages in life, evaluating more frequently is helpful, and at certain stages in life, evaluating once in a while is helpful. The answer is probably they're all true. A yearly evaluation, I think, makes, you know, that's worthwhile also at times. I think, I don't know if it's true. I said this once before. It's possible Rabbi Penner, I think I said this once here, I don't know if it's true. Rabbi Penner, when he was rabbi in Queens, used to offer, I think before he had Menorah, just like you have a yearly physical, he offered a yearly spiritual. If you want to come and have a yearly sort of like, let's check in and have like a, you know, there's something very beautiful about that. Do you want to only evaluate how you're doing once a year? So probably not. But a certain like more intense one once a year of like really evaluating like pathway, how am I doing? And to evaluate in more narrow ways, sometimes to know what it does. To know is a very important skill. How do I evaluate how I'm doing? In a way, the goal is to facilitate further growth. That's the goal. If you find yourself engaging in Cheshbon HaNefesh, be it in a formal time of I am now engaging, or just in the way related to my actions, which is not spurring further growth, but rather it's bringing you down a little bit. If the answer is always, I'm not good, it's worse, and I da-da-da-da, and it brings you down, that's a great sign that you're not doing it well or effectively. That's a great sign that something's up. If you're doing it and you always just say to yourself, I'm as good as I could ever be, and things like that in all realms, that's a sign that you're probably also not doing it well enough. If you're able to say, it's helping me grow, I feel like I'm doing well, and I can look at areas where I can do even better, that's where I think we should be at, and that's a kind of Chaper Nefesh which will resonate and work much better for us. We need to be able to identify good in our lives. We need to be able, because we're doing wonderful things, to be able to say about ourselves, we're in a good place. We need to be able to do that. It's very simple. It's very important. It's very significant. And we need to also be able to say, but maybe I could be even better, be that as a friend, as a child, as a grandchild, as a sibling, as a chavrusa, as a roommate, and as an Oved Hashem. What is the good in my life and how have I been doing? What is the good that I have done? What can I take pride in? And what are the areas where I can do even better? We should be zocha to engage in Chatzar Nefesh and to do it as well as we can. Shkaya, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.